producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Why do the globalists attack the family, men and women? They do it because, as Mahatma Gandhi said, the seed of the universe is within each of us. We are made in the image of God. And when they attack women, the progenitor of life, they attack men, they attack children, they attack us all. Here's Paul Watson's report on the bizarre excesses of the anti-human, transhumanist, super-Nazis that are the feminazis.
According to Facebook executive Sheryl Sandberg, men are just not washing enough dishes and changing enough dirty diapers. Her organization, Lean In, is spearheading a feminist PR campaign backed by the NBA to lecture men to, quote, take more responsibility for housework and childcare, ordering them to do their, quote, fair share of daily chores by taking care of, quote, dishes in the sink or laundry piling up.
I tell women all the time, let your husband put the diaper on the kid's head. Just let him do it himself.
Imagine her
in a world where
you.
Men do half, women let them do half, and being a parent's not a full-time job for a woman and a part-time job for a man.
Right, because it's not as if men are already doing their fair share of chores, is it? Taking out the trash, cutting the grass, yard work, shoveling snow, fixing cars, general repairs. Nothing. Men just get home, beat their wives, shout at their children, sink into the sofa, and crack open a six-pack. It's not as if men work more hours than women. It's not as if men work far more dangerous jobs than women. It's not as if 92% of all workplace fatalities are men. It's not as if men are four times more likely to commit suicide. No, men have got it just too damn easy, and they need to get their asses in that kitchen. And who have feminists enlisted to deliver this lecture? LeBron James, a guy who's probably got five maids and spends about 3 hours a week at home. But isn't it ironic that Sandberg, architect of the Ban Bossy campaign, is now bossing men on how to behave in the privacy of their own homes? But it doesn't seem to concern the NBA that Sandberg's Ban Bossy campaign was based on completely fraudulent and debunked statistics. No, they're more concerned about being called sexist if they refuse to prostrate themselves and be used as a mouthpiece for this new brand of corporate feminism. But isn't it ironic that Sandberg is pushing a feminist campaign for a 50-50 share of the housework, when for decades feminist groups have opposed the 50-50 share of child support burden? So who's supporting this campaign? A brave coalition of grassroots feminist groups? No. Bank of America, Brown Brothers Harriman, Citibank, DuPont, GE, Goldman Sachs, GlaxoSmithKline, Morgan Stanley, and Time Warner. In other words, the very corporate patriarchy that feminists rail against. Because as with every major feminist PR campaign, this has nothing to do with advancing equality and everything to do with creating more division between the sexes through social engineering and the promotion of misandry.
Sorry, it's a boy.
We're talking untold millions of dollars in free advertising, months of NBA commercials for this, Google devoting its homepage to the campaign, Yahoo, Microsoft, and of course Facebook, all in support. And just by coincidence, as she prepares to launch her presidential run on the foundation of the debunked pay gap myth, Hillary Clinton is also throwing her support behind the initiative. Listen, divorce rates are already in the 40 to 50% margin. There's a direct correlation between the rise of feminism in Western society and the rise in divorce rates. Feminism has clearly been a disaster for relationships between men and women.
Which was
feminism is a cancer to marriage in America. This campaign is only going to lead to more pressure on men, more resentment, more arguments, and the breakdown of more relationships. So Sheryl Sandberg, Hillary Clinton, the NBA, and all the moronic feminists promoting this, stop lecturing people on how to behave in the privacy of their own homes. Stop being bossy by dictating how gender roles and household tasks should be decided upon by couples. Stop implying that men are deficient or losers because they're not doing enough laundry or not cleaning enough dirty dishes after they've broken their backs all day working two jobs just to put food on the table. Stop exploiting the communication power of corporate giants to push cultural Marxism, which will eventually leave not just men, but particularly women, financially insecure, regretful, alone, and miserable. Just like the army of joyless feminist harpies that you represent.
But that's the plan, is to wreck women. again, we say, oh, it's a screw-up. It doesn't make sense. It makes perfect sense for all these mega banks raping us to get us fighting with each other. Great report by Paul Watson. We're going to talk about it coming up. Stay with us.
Aging starts at the cellular level. When cells become toxic, they die early and aging sets in. In the past decade, we have witnessed unparalleled scientific discoveries. During that period, key patented compounds have focused on mitochondrial growth, nerve growth, and rejuvenation. But no one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. We now have the synergistic solution, DNA Force, just one of the key compounds. BioPQQ is backed by major clinical studies and over 175 PubMed-listed published studies. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? The ultimate value, cutting-edge, trailblazing game changer that also supports the InfoWar. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. DNA Force from InfoWars Life.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Thank you for joining us on this Sunday worldwide broadcast, the eighth day already of March 2015. I believe we're already 3+ months into the new year. Before we know it, it'll be 2016 and beyond. I wanted to get Lionel on because he's a former prosecutor in a big city in Florida. He's also a former defense lawyer, constitutional lawyer, and he's hosted big TV shows, syndicated radio, you name it. He's in the top 50 biggest talkers, according to Talkers Magazine. But I just like having him on to get his analysis. And I had the former chief counsel of the FCC on last week, the lawyer who got rid of the Fairness Doctrine back in 1987. And, of course, that's Bruce Fine. And he said, look, notice they haven't released, they still haven't released, we're a week and a half into this now, the FCC 300 and something pages, and you know when Obama's supporting it and Hillary's supporting it, and Republican leadership didn't block it. They went along with it. That it is a federal power grab. There was no federal jurisdiction really over the internet, other than, quote, cybersecurity, you know, defending against attacks and government installations. So this is what they always wanted. So in the name of protecting it, the government's taking it over and won't let us see what they're doing. Boy, that's not a good sign. Hey, I've taken over your house to protect it. You can't come in, and I'm not going to tell you what I'm doing, but that's the way it is. So we've got that. Now, the Republicans have brought in this, I've got it here in my stack. What's it called? Internet Protection Act? Internet Freedom Act?
Internet Freedom Act.
And it's got its own Orwellian name. And in fact, I had a copy of it in my stack when I covered it Friday. Maybe you can pull that. I read it. It looks like a pretty good bill. It says the FCC doesn't have jurisdiction. But then it goes on to say companies can basically do business if they want to. Well, then that means the companies can come in and start violating people and violating any trust. And the problem is we're not enforcing any trust laws. So we already have laws on the books, but I'm telling you, this is burn down the house to save it. This is throw out the baby with the bathwater. This is cut your nose off to spite your face. And I've got all these leftists out there who aren't really leftists. They're like fascistic cult members, like a tree of parrots repeating the same thing, that I'm horrible and Ron Paul's wrong, saying this is the end of the free internet if this goes through. No, we're right. And you're going to sit back and watch it. Just like Obamacare, we actually had the bill with the death panels and tripling prices and all the new taxes on poor people. And now you notice the insurance companies have had double, triple the increase in profits domestically. Worldwide, almost 50% increase in profits in 2013, 2014 alone. You can pull those numbers up. It's all over the Wall Street Journal, you name it. Worldwide insurance companies are feasting on America right now. They wrote it. The Republican leadership helped write it. So you got a bipartisan system going on right now. You've got the Republican freshmen trying to unseat Boehner. They've introduced a bill to try to protect the internet. I'm not saying it's perfect, but that's where law comes from, is the legislative. And at least you can read it. You can see what's in it. Now that's my take. I don't know Lionel's take. From LionelMedia.com. Follow him on Twitter, at Lionel Media. I don't know Lionel's take as a former prosecutor and constitutional lawyer, but I'm sure he'll be able to give us his angle on it. Lionel, do you think I got it straight or am I wrong?
Absolutely spot on, my dear friend, fellow patriot and constitutional sentry. You know, Alex, as a licensed, member of the New York, Florida, and Supreme Court bars, somebody who has devoted all of his adult life to that which is the Constitution, I noticed something which is very interesting. The government wanted a long time ago to figure out how to seize control of the Internet. How could it do it? Because up to now, the Internet was kind of no man's land. It was this uncharted territory. Because whether DARPA was involved or whether it was military or academia, the government turned its back, and there it was, the Internet. And they said, holy moly, what do we do? Every time they tried to do something, they said, you don't have jurisdiction. You don't have jurisdiction to tax, to limit, to censor, nothing. So they tried every way possible. So what they did was, and you were so correct, Alex, because they give it an Orwellian name, something that's anodyne, something that sounds harmless, net neutrality. Who in their right mind could be against net neutrality? And to make a long story very, very short, and I'm sorry for all these sounds and bells.
We love it. It's like a newsroom. Go ahead.
Whatever. So instead of doing that, they said, let's do something and let's tell the consumer that this is somehow going to quash or stifle or keep down evil corporatocracies to allow your speed to remain free and unfettered. And you get Al Franken and Bernie Sanders and Amy Goodman and the usual cast of characters, and they're applauding it, like barking seals. And the professional left said, sounds good to me. And I've got friends of mine, Alex, who are very smart people, who believe that somehow this is a strike against corporate bad guys. What this was step one. It's the camel with his nose under the tent. It's the ability under Title II of the Communications Act to construe and to declare the Internet heretofore free, like oxygen, like the atmosphere.
Like the wind.
Yes. Now it's declared as a utility or a common carrier. But now in this grab, it's just been pulled into the province, the jurisdictional control, for the first time ever of the government. Now, Alex, the FCC, the people who gave us the wardrobe malfunction. There I was, Alex, watching the Super Bowl one night with a friend. And something happened with Janet Jackson. You had to have the visual acuity of a fighter pilot. That nobody, I mean.
Let us draw attention to her breasts with the sun symbol, and now let us fine everyone. Exactly. This is a very totalitarian, stifling organization.
Those guys are in charge of the Internet now. They also gave you, if you remember, the famous moment of Bono and his fleeting expletive. During an award ceremony, he said something was blanking brilliant. Nobody really compared, but Fox got never.
But let's expand on that. They want to tax it. They want to regulate it. They've said it before. What about them not releasing it? And then it doesn't come from Congress.
That's it. Let's go further. A, licensing. This is a utility, Alex. You can't open up Alex Jones' power.
It's like a liquor license now.
Right. Never before. Thank you, Al Franken. Thank you, Bernie Sanders. We were doing just fine. People got their porn and their news, and everything was just hunky-dory. So you can do licensing. Next, you can do, actually, decency. We can, for the first time, tell you, because remember, I'm going to say this over and over again, they never had a basis of jurisdiction before. Under the, I think it was EFF, Electronic Foundation, they asked, what are these general control guidelines, these rules, what are they? What is this conduct code that you allude to? They haven't answered the question.
It's just a totally nebulous power grab, anything they want.
Yes. So let's also look at the quiver. You've got licensing. They're going to bring back the fairness doctrine. A lot of your viewers and listeners, Alex, I don't think understand what that was. That was a response to Ronald Reagan and the catastrophic, if you will, success of Rush Limbaugh. to come up with this idea of equal time, which was the worst thing ever. So that's possible. Next, they're going to incorporate, as you've so...
Wait, let's interrupt you. Equal time. Let's bring in someone who won't show us what's in this rule to come on and give equal time. We get five, they get five. That's right. What that would mean. Sorry, go ahead.
So instead of using competition and free market and capitalism, if somebody does not like what Alex Jones is saying, all of a sudden you say, slam on the brakes, all of a sudden the door opens up, and here comes who? What is the opposite or the other view to you? What even, it's not even workable. I don't even know what, if you say, I think ammo grabs are bad, we get somebody who says ammo grabs are good, so we stop your show and bring them in and kill your ratings, deliberately put somebody in there who's an awful broadcaster, that might be possible.
It's total torturous interference, but you're the constitutional lawyer. Come back and explain to me where you think this is going. As the Hill reports, though, this does have a torturous gauntlet to go through, but it's because it's so unconstitutional, but so is Obamacare, and so is Obama opening the borders without an act of Congress. So we're in the season of the power grab of the dictatorship.
Used since before the days of the Roman Empire to support the body's natural systems and enhance overall health. Introducing the new InfoWarsLife.com oil of oregano formulation, a highly advanced nutraceutical form of this key herb that has been traditionally used by civilizations for thousands of years to promote health. We have now procured the most high quality and potent forms of oregano oil on the market, sourced from top leading manufacturers to ensure a concentrated level of bioactive ingredients, extracted directly from the wild herb and sealed in easy to use capsules. You will no longer need to endure the burning of liquid oregano on the tongue. Wild crafted from the Mediterranean oregano species that experts agree is one of the most powerful and most challenging to acquire. This winter season, it's more important than ever to secure this true form of oil of oregano. Now available in our limited first run at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered word longevity. The longevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Of the information war,
it's Alex Jones.
Thanks for riding the shotgun with us on this Sunday worldwide broadcast. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Coming up, we're going to cover social engineering with Joel Skousen, a World Affairs Brief. Lionel of Lionel Media, lionelmedia.com, is our guest. Lionel, I've been interrupting, chomping at the bit. You've got the floor as a constitutional lawyer and as a media analyst, guys worked in TV, radio, you name it, in New York, all over the country. I mean, this is so naked and obvious for people that are informed, but then on top of it, they won't let us see what they're doing. I mean, this is so creepy.
Well, that and more. By the way, kudos to Paul Joseph Watson, who did one of the best tutorials on this. And by the way, all of your videos. I don't want to blow proverbial smoke, but InfoWars is just. I mean, every day, Alex, this is my day. I look at the playground news. You know, Play School and Tonka and Fisher Price and hey, look, snow and hey, Harrison Ford. For God's sakes, I know he. All day with Harrison Ford, and then there's you, reality. Whether you like it or not, some of the best news aggregating and the like, kudos to you.
We do have a great diverse audience that feeds us great info. We have a great diverse repertoire and palette of great guests like yourself. I mean, I'm only a small part of InfoWars, but all my reporters, my crew, guests like you, it really does give people a very accurate spectrum of what's happening in reality versus the mainstream that is trying to control reality. I think that's the difference. We're trying to get a grasp ourselves in this quest for truth, in to know the mysteries of the universe, and the system thinks it's God and wants to control human thought. We just want to free it, but go ahead.
Well, you know, for example, all I need to do is when, you know, I'm good luck trying to tell most Americans why they should care about AR-15 ammo grabs. They have no idea what that means. But I normally go to your section under the news drop down and the constitutional Big Brother police. When you talk to parents, you say, "Well, here's one for you. Here's one of those weird Alex Jones crazy conspiracy theories. Here's one where a woman who basically was arrested for allowing her kid to, you know, go to a playground or something." That gets their attention. So I'm saying, no matter whatever melts your butter, so to speak, whatever alarm buttons are tripped, whether it's police state, whether it's parental autonomy being lost, the internet, it's all there. It's all there, and you're merely quoting and citing. Here's the story. It was in Houston or it was in France. It's there. You know, look, if I got to hear about this dress one more time or llamas or Kim on the front page of the New York.
Yeah, what is this? Is the dress blue or gold? People keep asking me. I haven't even looked it up.
I got news for you. I mean, this is just perfect. When I saw on the front page of either the Daily News or the Post, this is the number one market in the country, Kim Kardashian dyed her hair blonde. So help me God, the front page. Meanwhile, we're teetering on war in the Ukraine. Anyway, but let's go back. Here's how they're going to take away your internet. And by the way, I always ask friends of mine, this is what gets their attention, Alex, so help me God. You say, well, you know, net neutrality. I said, by the way, do you like your porn? What? You like your porn? Well, Well, that's going bye-bye. What? That's right. They couldn't take your porn before, but now they can. And that gets their attention. So whatever works, whatever framework it is to get your attention. But going back, now because it is regulated, to recap, prior to Title II, prior to net neutrality, the government had no jurisdiction. None. Now it can regulate it as a utility. So, number one, obscenity and decency. Number two, fairness doctrine, perhaps. Number three, licensing. Number four, and this is what you've talked about, which kind of blends both of them as well, intellectual property protections, claims of copyright violation, claims of music and sourcing, and that's another one. Five, hope I'm not losing my numbers here. It was just reported that ISIS, if you can believe this, whatever incarnation of ISIS this week, Saudi Arabian ISIS, there's like 90,000 Twitter accounts. So Obama and others are going to say, well, because the internet now is a medium of traffic to disseminate terroristic ideas, we're going to use national security as another one. Then they're going to bring up the Commerce Clause, which is, Alex, anything that the government wants to call commerce is their jurisdiction.
That's the one they've always used and the one they've been trying for 20 years to use to tax the internet. And if you can tax something, as one of the Supreme Court justices said, I forget which one, 200 years ago, you can destroy it. The power to tax is the power to destroy.
That's why I bring up, and I'm not trying to change the subject, but, you know, you've said it, and I think I've said it as well. I've never had a problem with the notion of global warming and climate change per se, whether it's anthropogenic. I'll let climatologists and others. I just want Al Gore and others to sign off that they will never advocate a carbon tax or carbon exchange.
To get money for themselves.
Right. So, because that's the issue. Why? The power to tax is the power to control. The power to tax and control means I can basically shut you down. So what's happening right now is, again, let's go back to this. You know, this is the 50th anniversary of Selma. And the left, supposedly, the professional left, I hate to use these shortcuts, Alex, but I will for this.
They are the George Soros fake left.
Right, right. But they're supposed to worry about civil rights. And what's about this? And oh, did you read the Ferguson emails? The same people, Alex, who don't give a rat's you know what about Hillary's emails, now are all over some underling, some minion who writes, albeit racist, emails for Ferguson. So these people who have this absolutely selective sense of constitutional and civil rights sentience and feeling when it comes to freedom of expression, the currency of thought, this medium, they're brain dead because
they want the FCC to take over the ether of modern communication. Finally, here, we'll get you back this week for a full hour to break this down because you're an expert on free speech and the laws as a constitutional lawyer. But in closing, in the last 2 minutes, on every front, the Republicans are green lighting at the leadership level. Open borders without even a law, gun control, banning bullets, able to ban everything else after that when the president said, grabbing the internet, launching al-Qaeda attacks, taking freedoms, NSA spying. Why are things moving so quick? What do you think is happening?
Well, I hate to say this, but I think a lot, very frankly, Alex, there's a lot on the right, Republicans, but the only reason why they're jumping on this is because it's an Obama administration proposal. If George W. was in there, or Cruz, or whoever, one of their liking, they, I'm sorry to say, probably would switch the other way. Because they would say, well, you know, after all.
Well, that's what I'm saying. A lot of the Republican leadership is just giving Obama whatever he wants without even being a Republican. So clearly the establishment wants it. Why are they power grabbing? Why is tyranny just rushing in right now?
Because as we've talked about a million times, the left-right paradigm is an illusion. That's number one. Number two, the two things that every administration, every government since time immemorial wants, Alex Jones, is number one, the ability to limit expression of dissent and total disarmament. Those are the goals. There isn't anybody on the planet who would love to be able to say, I'm going to turn off the spigot of free thought, especially when it's negative to me. Mubarak taught us how to do it with Twitter.
That's right. There's only one government, and that was 1776, Bill of Rights, Declaration of Independence, Constitution, that said we're about free speech, we're about self-defense, we're about private property, we're about due process, and now what makes America is being flushed down the toilet.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. unglazed Zisha clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars. Building independent media operations.
But the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They're never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Planet TV.
You got to set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we only have him for these two final segments. He's a former Marine Corps fighter pilot aviator from the Vietnam era. Author, researcher, headed up some of the largest conservative movements in this country, trying to retake the Republican Party. He's Joel Skousen, editor at worldaffairsbrief.com, joelskousen.com as well. I want to cover the waterfront with him, a whole bunch of issues. A, the robots are coming, is the Wall Street Journal headline. Automatons from around the globe to compete in DARPA Robotics Challenge, simulated disaster. Do robots need passports? The move towards autonomous internet, smart grid, kill switches, it's not just classic robots, autonomous aircraft, autonomous ground robots. I want to get his take at the end of the interview on where that is leading us and where he thinks that's going in the globalist plan. I want to get his take on, because he wants to get into it, I'm glad he wants to cover it. Last week, it got almost no coverage when Netanyahu was speaking, and then we now learned of a secret deal with Pelosi and Boehner and others in the House to let that speech take over while they gave basically fast-track authority on DHS bill where Obama can make all the decisions with the tens of billions and the open borders. So we'll cover that. We'll also get into this huge push of so-called feminism saying men are inherently bad and all these TV ads saying men don't work hard enough and this divide and conquer with Joel Skousen. And then we'll have him back in the near future for a full hour to really drill into all this. He's the editor of worldaffairsbrief.com. Joel, I just threw out a lot right there. What do you want to tackle first?
Well, let's talk about Boehner's betrayal of the conservatives. This was just incredible how fast this went down, the betrayal of the executive or the move by conservative Republicans, Tea Party Republicans, to stop Obama's executive amnesty. Boehner, of course, was trumpeting that he how outrageous this was, that we had to stop this. Mitch McConnell trumpeted that. It was a very sophisticated conspiracy. Started 2 weeks ago where Mitch McConnell literally gave away the farm in the Senate, refused to take up the House bill that had that in, and just basically gave it away to Obama. And in trade for a vote of the whole Senate on whether or not they would eliminate or executive funding or you know, vote against it, knowing, of course, that the Democrats would agree to that. They agreed to the separate vote. They, of course, didn't do anything with it. And then it goes to the House. Now, one of the interesting things that happened is normally when you have a House bill and a Senate bill with differences, it goes to a conference committee. John Boehner said, well, we can't do that this time because the Senate is refusing to go to conference over this bill. Now, the Senate means the Senate Majority Leader. That's Mitch McConnell, the Republican, refusing to go to a conference bill whereby the House's proposal with the anti-executive amnesty would have been included. And so now that we don't have a conference bill, Boehner says, well, the only thing we can do, we can't shut down the DHS because of terror. In other words, he bought into the establishment argument. We're just going to have to pass it. And then he did something else. He basically went to the Democrats and said, all right, we need you to pass this, and I'll get 75 Republicans to go along. And there were actually only about 50 hardline Republicans that were really adamant about stopping this executive amnesty. There were 117 Rhino Republicans that said, yeah, but look, we want to vote against this. And so Boehner says, all right, I'll get all the Democrats on board. I'll get 75 Republicans on board, and the rest of you can vote against it so that you can go to your constituents and say, I was against this. I voted against it. This happens all the time on a safe passage where they get a lot of people defect to the proper side.
Sure, and it's the same thing on the FCC takeover of the Internet and the same thing on all this UN garbage. I mean, the Republican leadership is clearly under the same special interest working with Obama. What do you expect him to do next? We've got executive ammo bans. Republicans do nothing. I mean, they are really moving at warp speed right now.
That's right. We have executive tax increases coming. Obama is, this is much more than just amnesty. They have, in essence, laid down and said, we won't stop illegal, unconstitutional executive orders. And that's really a problem.
So the Republicans have signaled they'll do whatever the Obama controllers want. Joel, what do you expect to happen next?
Well, it's hard to say. As I say, I think we're going to get more war, of course. Obama's still in Afghanistan, going to continue there. I believe when we talk about this Israeli Netanyahu situation, that all of this political theory is prepping the way for an Israeli attack on Iran. and probably sooner rather than later. It's the only thing that I know that can justify how they put on all of this fake deception about White House having a spat with Netanyahu and cutting off intelligence, or Obama going to stop Israeli fighters from attacking Iran. None of that is true. Massive disinformation campaign to make it look like Israel and the U.S. are at odds, that the U.S. is not in favor of attacking Iran, and that Iran is going to get a nuclear agreement. They are not going to get a nuclear agreement.
What do you expect Iran to do when they get their nuclear sites hit?
I think they're going to retaliate against Israel and against the United States. Now, I think the United States is setting itself up to be hands clean of this, so that the propaganda is that we had nothing to do with this, so that when Iran does attack U.S. forces, still in Afghanistan, still in Iraq, that the U.S. will feel totally justified in going after Iran's military because of this innocent presumption that all of this political theater of the past 2 weeks has developed.
Wow. I've thrown a lot of questions out at you. I want to come back and talk about feminism and political correctness going into overdrive to a cartoonish level, but what's behind that? We'll get your take on that. What do you make of this ammo ban, this executive ammo ban? Because we now learn it was premeditated by town hall and that they're planning more ammo bans. I mean, this could cause a civil war in this country. There are a lot of folks that aren't going to turn their guns in. They start SWAT-teaming gun owners over bullets they claim are illegal down the road. This could accelerate the timetable.
Yeah, what's really funny is they took the green-tipped bullet, which is a hunting round. It's not used for anything but hunting. Even one of the top cops in the nation said, hey, this is not a cop-killing bullet. There's no justification for putting this into an ammo ban, and it looks very, very tenuous. And as you say, this is a foot-in-the-door approach, but why pick a hunting round? You know, why not start with something you know, much more lethal, something high penetration round.
Armor-piercing 50 BMG.
Yeah. But no, they're picking a hunting round, and that's a bad sign. That means that he might go after other hunting rounds. But, you know, Congress is going to have to step up and stop this. I think they could. Even Democrats would be afraid to vote for an ammo ban on a hunting round.
So are they blackmailing him? I mean, if Obama is so unpopular, why does Congress continue to do whatever he says?
Well, it's because Republican leadership works for the globalists just like Barack Obama. And that's the thing. We've been co-opted. There are about 50 legitimate Tea Party, strong constitutional conservatives in Congress. That's it. The rest of them are going along afraid. I mean, can you imagine even after that betrayal on the DHS funding, there wasn't any movement at all to depose Boehner from Speaker of the House. No one even put it forward. That's how weak the Republican establishment is, or the Republican conservative side, vis-a-vis the establishment powers. They can't punish them. You know, they can strip them of committee assignments. They can do lots of things the way that our Congress is set up.
Joel Scalzo, editor of worldaffairsbrief.com. We're going to go to break here in about a minute. We got one final 10-minute segment with you. I want to get into feminism, the political correctness, the brainwashing, automation, where you see long-term things going. But overall, as we go to break, how are things going for the globalists right now?
I think they're on a tenuous track. The anti-globalism that's going around the world, including the EU, especially the winning parties in all of the EU are anti-globalist parties, anti-EU parties. That's why I think it's more and more likely that we're going to get war sooner rather than later.
Let's come back and get your take on why war is the answer for these despots. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and promote prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. For a limited time, get 25% off on this introductory offer. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Final segment on this Sunday broadcast. We'll be back tomorrow live, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. Please tell your friends and family about the broadcast. The establishment wouldn't be trying to come in and shut down talk radio and free speech if we weren't effective. We have to find that fighting spirit to not be slaves and resist and promote free will. And I want to finish up with this push towards global war destabilization by these different special interests. But then, Joel, you talk about at the bottom of this rabbit hole, really is the devil. And even if somebody's an atheist out there and doesn't believe in the devil, the archetype of the devil, I mean, I believe in a physical, you know, entity, but the archetype is real in history. And we've lost our Skype feed. You join us by phone now. So let's hit war at the end here in about 10 minutes. Let's now get into this. It's so clear now, the attack on the family, the attack on children, the attack on decency, just the attack on private property, that this is a totalitarian spirit and that where we're being led is somewhere so horrible. And I see in this attack on free will the system going after the false omnipresence of computers, the things of the internet, the surveillance grid, autonomous drones, the rushing towards all that. So I'm talking drones, computers, the mark of the beast, the buy and sell, feminism, the Jezebel spirit. You've got the floor. Speak on this for 5, 6, 7 minutes, Joel Skousen.
Well, thanks, Alex. You know, it's really a war on judgment. Everything in liberty requires judgment. It requires sorting out between good and evil, competent and incompetent. And all political correctness, feminism, anti-discrimination laws, which are all the swoon now within politics, this is all a war against judgment. And that's what we're seeing happening. It actually becomes a threat to free markets in general when you cannot judge. It will become a threat to all business entities when you cannot, in fact, make good decisions, where you have to have a certain quota of women on the board, for example. Nothing wrong with competent women, but you're not going to find the same percentage of competent women in the workforce as you have men, because men are still the breadwinner in society, and they'd like to change that, of course. They'd like to automate child care as well as, you know, the automation of the automobile. And of course, with automation comes tracking, and that's a very important point, is that everything that is computerized and automated is also tracked. So it's like in feminism, for example, The Guardian came out yesterday with a major piece criticizing feminism because they have become, according to The Guardian, elitist in the sense that they're only concerned about the high-profile, elite, wealthy jobs for women, the showcase for women, which shows they're not really interested in women as a whole. Otherwise, they'd be worried more about the common labor view of having low-paid women in the service industry.
Sure, it's an elitism. It's women that want to be the leaders of women.
And a lot of them want to be leaders over men, too. They want a subservience. But, you know, it's like communism. It's like socialism. They talk about egalitarianism. They talk about the proletariat. But, you know, Putin is the wealthiest guy in the world now.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. It delivers total top-down centralization. Feminism is wrecking women. Every metric shows it. Sorry, go ahead.
No, absolutely true. And it's supreme hypocrisy to have, communist leaders with all the trappings of wealth. Even during the Soviet era, the communist leaders had anything they wanted from Western luxury goods, could bypass all the restrictions coming in, and that's still true today. And, feminists do want the top, most notoriety jobs. They don't even care, really, about the common person at the common level and what they make. But going back to the fact that, you know, one of our greatest threats today is anti-discrimination laws, because anti-discrimination is anti-judgment. To discriminate is to judge. To judge is a fundamental right. You cannot have liberty in this world without unrestricted ability to make judgments on your own private property.
Well, that's like saying which restaurant you want to eat at. It's who has the better food. I've noticed political correctness is a war on language, communication, discernment, and choice. Yes.
Indeed. In fact, in the state of Utah, they just got this big new bill trying to have both religious liberty and anti-discrimination laws. I mean, and this is sponsored by conservatives thinking that they're going to placate the gay and lesbian agenda by giving them anti-discrimination, yet giving lip service to religious rights. But in fact, if you, as a, you know, you may have religious rights as a church, but if you as an individual member of a church don't have the right to discriminate about who you will let into your home, who you will bake a cake for, as has recently been a high-profile court, you don't have liberty. You don't have liberty if you don't have freedom of judgment and choice on your own property.
And notice it's only Christians that aren't allowed to have the choice. If the Muslims don't want to take off their headdresses at the airport, they don't have to. Or the Satanists, it's only Christians that are being targeted.
Absolutely. And it's not because Obama is a Muslim. I don't think Obama is religious, period. I think he plays the Christian role when he wants to. He plays the Muslim role he wants to. He was a former Marxist, but he's a globalist puppet right now, does what he's told, and is following a very, very real agenda. It's a very complex social engineering agenda that we're dealing with. They do want the destruction of the family. They do want the destruction of judgment, because judgment is the way that the free market compensates against these regulations and rules, which put people into boxes, into classes. You know, they talk about, you know, classes. The worst class society that is created is the animal farm society, the society that socialists create.
Exactly. It's all the opposite. They claim they're trying to get rid of race. All they do is hype it. All they do is put you in a group.
That's right. And they don't allow you to escape by judgment, by even under your own property, which is where you supposedly are free. It should be free to discriminate. You know, I don't discriminate by race, but I do defend a person's ability to do so, because it's a fundamental right, just as I would defend a person's ability to say anything on his own property that he wants to. Because once you allow government to come in and start to dictate what someone can or cannot do on their own property that isn't affecting anyone else's fundamental rights, then you've really lost a major freedom. And it is not a fundamental right to have a right to a job. The job right lies exclusively with the employer who owns the property, who owns the money. It's his job to give. It isn't the right.
Well, it'd be like the Amish. If I showed up, and I'm kind of, you know, Baptist background, I demand to be an Amish, and I don't adopt their system, they don't have to let me in anyways. I can't make them. I can't go to some black-owned jazz bar that's all black-owned and black employees and say, you're going to give me a job or I'm going to sue you. But I really could, and it's just fundamentally wrong. It's a fraud. I should have to adopt the practices and ideas of a group if I want to join it. That's fundamental freedom.
Absolutely. And ultimately, going to our end point, is that people continue to resist the restrictions on judgment and discriminate. They tend to look for ways out, just as people keep looking for ways out of these globalist controls. And that's why eventually they'll give us war, because war justifies all kinds of government strongholds. I mean, the economy goes down in a war. There are shortages, so they have the power to dictate what happens in the markets and the society. But they're also, in this next war, going to dictate to us all types of social engineering rules. I think we're going to get it in stage.
Well, Joel Skousen, editor of WorldAffairsBrief.com, I've got to say this. I've interviewed thousands of people. I've been on air 20 years. You are a true wise man, because I study stuff 16 hours a day. And very few other people I can get on who have deep knowledge. Basically, any subject I curveball at you, you really have the deep knowledge, and teach me something every time you're on. I want to invite you to come on with us every few weeks for an hour, if you can do it. I know you're busy doing all your other operations, to cover just different random sectors of things so that people can see how it all ties together. Because when you pull back from it, you see the master design, and you see God's design, but then in there, like a cancer, you see the devil's design. And I think if we can get people to see the big picture like you and others do, and I do to a certain extent, we could break this trance. What do you say?
I would love to, Alex. It's just great to talk about big picture areas, the ultimate view of philosophy of where they're going, where we're going, what's God's role in this, what's Satan's role. Love to do it, Alex.
Amazing. We got about 45 seconds left. Other points you'd like to make in closing?
Let's see.
It comes down to the individual taking action and getting their heart right, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does. We really have a problem in the sense that when, you know, good people, Christians especially, have difficulty seeing wolves in sheep clothing, we are surrounded by people who are lying to us, who wear the conservative cloak. And so, you know, people have to start listening to conscience. Conscience is what warns us when someone's deceiving us.
So in closing, it's the spirit. Joel Skousen, thank you so much.
By now, you've heard about Bitcoins. But did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Because at BidBit.co, you can receive Bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.